I was born a baby, a blank slate, thinking I was in control of my own destiny. And then I met my father.
You better be good at this stuff.
In college, I wasn't the most gifted athlete. But in order to please my dad, I strive to be the very best.
Little help, already out of control. I'm losing vision, blackness. You guys, you might want to move out of there. I like all this thing.
Uh-oh.
For face sake!
How far was that?
1 3 inches.
Hope you boys are ready. See you at the finish line. There's a rabid cheetah in lane two here.
Hunters, take your mark.
Heck, man! Ah! Wait! Ow! 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 I got it! Right below my knees and up! Oh, that hurts!
No. Your day's over, son.
Yes, I was quite the athlete.
Oh!
So much so that I caught the eye of the prettiest girl in school.
Are you all right?
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, no problem.
It's a horrible wind.
Where is it?
There is over there. You know our love was meant to be. Dad! Hey, Dad, Barbara said yes.
Hey, son. This is Janice. I'm out at the A&P.
Hi.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get married.
Can I talk to you? Alone?
Yeah.
Bring her back.
Nice to meet you, Barbara. Heard a lot about you.
Nice to meet you.
She's great looking. What are you talking about?
No, she's terrific. You getting married?
Look, Phil, I'm lonely. I'm a man. It hasn't been easy for me since your mom died.
She didn't die. She divorced you.
Oh, tomatoes, tomatoes, you know. Baby.
1 year later, on the proudest day of my life, he was right there by my side.
There he is, your grandson. Sam, 7 pounds, 6 ounces.
Oh, by the way, he had a son on the same day.
Take a gander at your brother, Bucky. 7 pounds, 7.
It's
a little bit bigger.
Welcome to my life.
Excuse me. Hey, you didn't need to take up 2 spots.
Actually, I do. Look at the size of this bad boy, huh? This is cute, though, huh? You're saving the environment for all of us. Go hemp.
Unbelievable. Okay, boy. Okay, keep it down. Keep it simple.
Where have you been? It's a tie game. It's almost over.
Sorry, I just I got caught at work, and then I had to park in the far parking lot. Let's go, Gladiators! Hey, where's Sam?
He's on the bench.
You're kidding me.
Go, Bucky! Go, Bucky! Finish him off! Finish him off! Hey, Bucky! Bucky!
Okay, Bucky.
Yes, yes.
Hey, big guy, how'd it go?
Well, it went great. Bench is nice and warm.
I'm going to see what I can do about that, okay?
We'll see you back at the house, Dad.
You played great, son. You played great. I'm proud of you.
Come on, buddy.
Hi, you guys.
Hey.
Oh,
hey, we'll see you. Two of my favorite people and Phil.
Very funny, Dad. I've heard that one before.
Hey, son.
So you got a new case for the Pele ball.
That's my ball. Get away from that. Don't get any ideas.
Don't even touch it.
And now,
watch
an important message from the King.
Hi, I'm Buck Weston, King of Sporting Goods. You can save big on all kinds of ball. Basketball, football, hockey, puck, baseball.
Those acting lessons really paid off.
Yeah, I got four stores now. I'm opening a fifth next month in your neck of the woods. You sure you don't want a job?
I got a job, Dad.
Oh, yeah, what, selling vitamins?
In fact, you need to take more vitamins.
I take a vitamin every day called a steak. Now, look, I came up with this myself. Look at this.
I'm Buck Weston.
And he's got balls!
Pretty good, eh? What do you think?
I think this is your best commercial yet.
Pretty good.
Gripping. Gripping.
Stay away from that, okay?
Here we go again.
Hey, Sister, will you knock it off? Hey, knock it off! Would you? Hey! Look at that lady, what's she doing? I got company!
Doing my lawn.
Look, we're trying to have a nice family gathering, all right?
I'm trying to get my yard clean, that's all.
You're messing up my yard.
Let me ask you, the whole world's going to stop because you got a family
gathering? No, I got it.
I'm trying to do my lawn over here.
Hey, just stay out of this. It's between us, okay? Here, take some of this back because I don't want it.
Hey, knock it out.
No,
you're nuts. Guys.
How do you like that?
Keep going.
Take it back.
Here, you get the whole thing.
We'll settle this later, okay?
Yeah.
You know where to find me.
Yeah, exactly.
I got this for you, too.
Get out of here.
Phil, come on.
What are you looking at?
Daddy hit me. He hit me with the ball.
Hey, Dad. What happened to all your fish?
That one ate the others.
I called him Killer.
Killer?
Yeah.
I like it. You might want to clean the water every now and then.
Let's see what you can do.
Hey, Dad, I didn't know if I wanted to talk to you about Sam.
Sammy's a good boy.
Yeah. He hasn't been playing much lately, and I didn't know if...
Stop right there. I agree with you. I got some great news. He's going to get a lot more playing time now.
Dad, thanks. That's exactly what I wanted to hear.
Trade him to the Tigers.
You traded your own grandson?
Well, I didn't actually get anything for him. You know that cost $400?
I can't believe it.
What, you calling me a liar? I'll show you the receipt.
No, I'm talking about Sam. Why didn't you just play him more?
He is going to play more, Philly.
Yeah, for another team. You care about winning that much?
Look, Phil, I'm not just coaching soccer. I'm building men.
Okay. Yeah, it's an impressive shot. Sure. But, you know, I want Sam to have fun. This isn't the big leagues.
For those who live between Broadway and Granville, between the ages of 10 and 12, who are free on Sundays and Tuesdays, this is the big leagues.
But what about Sam?
Sam, you saw him out there today. It breaks my heart. At best, he's a bench...
Oh! Oh, killer! Killer!
How did that happen? Hey, Sam, you want to give us a minute? Need a little adult time.
Uh-huh.
Of all the asinine things my dad has done, this is by far the most asinine. I mean, I know he's the most competitive man in the world, but this beats them all. I'm angry. I'm spitting angry. I'm like a tornado of anger, swirling about. My heart rate is dangerously high right now.
I'm glad it happened.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Where did my wife go? Are you a robot? Are you a robot woman?
I am not a robot. Phil, honey, I know this is upsetting, okay? But you have to try to find the positive in this. It was unhealthy for Sam to play on your dad's team. Now he'll play for the Tigers and have some fun. Okay, look, you're too upset about this, so I'll tell him, okay?
No. I need to tell him. Bench warmer?
Boy, did that hurt my face.
Sammy?
Yeah?
Hey.
Hey.
What are you doing?
Doing nothing.
Internet dating?
No.
Mail order bride?
No.
Just kidding. Look, got some good news. I got you put on a new team.
not on the Gladiators anymore?
No. You're on the Tigers.
The Tigers?
Yeah.
They're in last place.
Yeah, but you're going to get more playing time.
Did Grandpa trade me?
No. Yes, wait. Guys, I'm happy this has happened. This is a good thing. You know, it doesn't seem like a good thing, but it's a good thing. Because trust me, you do not want to be the kid that's on the other end of the bench. You do not want to be that kid. Because I know that kid. You don't want to be him.
Okay.
You don't want to be the kid who has such suppressed rage that his heart's about to burst through his chest. You don't want to be that kid that when he thinks about what his dad did to him. I know that kid. I know that kid lives right here in this house.
Mom!
Oh! Mom! He doesn't know what to do. He doesn't...
Okay.
Yes. Good. Coach Benson will be good for you. He knows his stuff. You know, I bet you this whole thing is going to turn out to be a blessing in disguise. Hey, the Tigers may be in last place, but those guys look pretty good.
Dad, those aren't the Tigers. They're not even one of blue. Tigers are over there.
I'm having a baby. Oh, I'm having a baby. No hitting the baby. No, no, don't hit my baby. Oh, look, it's going to come out. It's going to come out. Oh, oh, it's going to come out.
Oh. Hi. Excuse me, Coach Benson around?
Hey, you all know Phil Weston?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, welcome to the team, little fella.
Why don't you go join those other kids over there?
Yeah, go ahead.
There's a moving truck in front of Benson's house.
Did you hear? The pressure of coaching got to him. He cracked.
How could he crack? Only one game into the season.
All right, Tigers, it's game time.
Oh, but we're waiting for a coach.
Well, then one of you will have to coach.
Yeah, but I had talked to Coach Benson.
Hey,
we're brand
hey,
new.
Hey,
and,
hey. Right? Find yourself a coach. The Tigers for.
Yes.
Where do I know you from?
I've been your neighbor for 7 years.
Now, that ain't it.
No, that's definitely it.
I'll figure it out.
So, who's going to coach?
We got Mark into soccer because, you know, we wanted to take a break. I didn't think I'd be coaching the little bugger.
I just got laid off. I'm looking for a job. It's hard enough to drag myself out of bed.
So, we forfeit.
Oh, we're forfeiting?
No. You know what? I can coach.
Great.
Just for one game.
All right, it's game time. Get the team on the field.
Who are we playing?
How about you use your eyes?
Oh, great.
All right, guys, everybody up. Let's go. Come on. Let's go. Come on. Let's go. Hey.
What are you doing here? Where's Benson?
Well, Benson's a no-show. I'm going to coach the Tigers today.
Ooh. You sure you want to do that?
Hey, dude, Buck. Players take the field. Good luck, Buck.
Right. Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, you too.
May the best man win?
Oh, he will.
Yeah. JT, let's go. Hey, let's go, everybody. Hey. Okay. Let's go, guys.
Okay, Tigers, why don't we have starters take the field?
We don't have starters. You never got that far.
All right. Well, then how about you.
Me?
No, not you. You, Sam, you, and you. You guys, hit the field. Go get them, huh? Go get them.
They're going to kill us, you know.
I'm sorry, you say something?
We're going to get killed.
Oh, you don't know that for sure.
Yeah, I do. And it's going to be awful.
Go!
Walkie-talkie.
Good job. Powerful kicking. Powerful kicking. Excuse me. Just don't do that with the cup. All in all, just, yeah, good. Good group effort.
Were you watching the same game?
Yeah. Really give yourselves a pat on the back.
Inspiring speech, Phil.
Hey, Patty.
Hey, darling. How you doing? Looking great out there.
You said it. Tough game today, eh?
We did okay.
Yeah. All right, look. What do you say? I take Sam back. Be on the winning team. He'll get a trophy. Who cares if he's a bench warmer?
No.
No?
No, he's not going to be a bench warmer. Not my son. Not on your team. Because I'm going to coach the Tigers.
Mm. Ouch.
Ouch.
Why ouch?
Nothing.
You really think you can coach in my league?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll see you on the field.
Be forewarned, muchacho. You're in the show now.
I don't know about
it. I'm going to be the new permanent coach of the Tigers.
Really?
Yep.
Cool. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Why are you so angry?
No, this isn't angry. This is happy. Yay. This is going to be fun. Yep.
Okay.
I got a lot of work to do. Take that for me, buddy.
Hi.
Oh, hello.
We didn't get to introduce ourselves last time. I'm in Hogan.
Hi.
Donna Jones.
Hi.
You can call me Chief.
This is my son, Sam.
Hi. This is Byung's son.
Hi, Byung's son.
Hi, Byung's son.
Byung's son and Sam, why don't you guys go on ahead?
Okay.
Yeah, Byung-sun's real shy. This book really helped us deal with it.
Okay.
So you're probably going to want to give it a glance.
My child is shy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good.
Thank you. I'm sorry. Who's your son?
Byung-sun.
Oh, I see. Actually, you know what? I don't see. I'm sorry. Oh, wait. Now I see.
Wow. We're at every game. Uh-huh. Not like a lot of the other parents.
No. Not like the other parents at all. Better. You're better than the other parents.
Oh, so they're better?
No, I mean they're different.
What do you mean different?
You're different because you're better. How are they better? No, look, you're both better different. In a different but better way.
Okay, you know what, let's get to it.
A little early to start playing favorites, Phil.
Okay, guys, take the field.
Hold up. Grab a ball. Here we go. Man out. Form a circle here. Great. Okay, now.
I don't know, it may just be me, but I really got a feeling like we could catch fire and have a great season, huh? Now, who's with me?
Woo! The electric in the air! Yeah!
Thank you for that show of enthusiasm. I thought we would just start today by going around, introducing yourselves, telling me your strengths on the soccer field.
All right. Start with you.
Hey, I'm Hunter.
Hey, Hunter. I'm Phil.
Hi, Phil. I'll eat this worm for $5.
How would that help us?
I'd have an extra $5.
You're not going to eat that, are you? Did you just eat that?
Yeah. I ate. Now, you owe me $5.
I didn't agree to pay you $5. Forget it. Pass it to someone else.
I'm Byung-sun.
Hi, Byung-sun.
I am a very kind person.
Oh, that's sweet. That's very sweet. Anything that relates to soccer?
No, sir.
You know, maybe you and Ambrose could team up. He's big. You might form one mega person. Okay, forget that I just said that. Pass it to someone else.
I'm Mark Avery. You know, I like to keep my pimp hands strong. You dick cracker? You feel me?
What does that mean?
I really don't know. I heard it on a rap video once.
Oh.
But I'm, like, really funny. I got, like, a million jokes.
Great. Okay, yeah, I'd love to hear one. Shoot.
Remember when you called us out onto the field and you fell over?
Right, yeah.
Oh, man! I got you good! Somebody come a burning up. I got you bad!
How did I get burned? Apparently I don't get it. Okay, doesn't matter. You know what? Let's just do some drills.
Now, this one, all the great players have done at one time or another. It's called Snake. The player in the back dribbles the ball in a weaving fashion around the players and stops 3 feet from the first player.
Hey! Okay, that's not the snake.
Honey, it was your first practice. It'll get better.
No, it's going to get worse.
You need to give it some time, Phil.
No, I already know. It was awful. The kids were just running around. They weren't listening to me. They were like 4-foot whirling dervishes. I mean, I don't even know what a whirling dervish is, but that's what they were like. You know why? Because I'm not a coach, okay? I don't know what I'm doing. My dad, he's a coach. He knows the game. He's confident. He's smart, witty, dynamic, vicious, brutal, vindictive, a monster. And he will win through intimidation and forceful tactics if need be. I'm not like that. In fact, I don't know anyone like that. Do you?
So, Paul, what's on your mind?
Actually, it's Phil.
You mean it's not Paul?
No, it's Phil.
What's the difference? Come on, spit it out.
Here it is.
Mike!
Hold this.
Oh, no. No, no. We do not allow smoking in the house.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Dicka.
Here. I'll get rid of it, honey.
Anyway, I'm coaching my son's soccer team, and I didn't know if you might be willing to help.
Soccer?
Actually, I want you to assistant coach.
I'm your assistant coach? You really don't know who I am, do you?
You're right. Silly idea. I just need some help, and you're such a great coach, and my dad's going to be riding me all season, so I just...
Your dad? You mean I get to coach against your dad?
Well, yeah.
Mike, I smell smoke.
Nobody's smoking.
Mike!
For Pete's sake! So, like, it's me and you against the old man?
I mean, there are other teams.
Gotcha!
No smoking means no smoking.
Okay, come on, Phil.
I'll throw this out the window, honey.
I'm sorry, Mrs. I'm sorry.
You should be.
It's a nasty, filthy habit.
Hey, you can count me in.
Really?
Let's bring the old man down.
Oh, great. Oh.
Okay, Tigers. Look who's here. I'll give you a hint. Hall of Fame? Chicago Bears?
Sammy Sosa?
No. Come on. No, football. Coached the 1986...
85.
85 Bears to a Super Bowl victory. It's Mike Ditka. Yeah.
Do you know Sammy Sosa?
Hey, zip it, kid. I'm a coach that knows about winning. I'm going to push you guys like you've never been pushed before. Some are going to wish I was dead.
It's true. I know it's a weird thought, but it's true.
I eat quitters for breakfast and I spit out their bones.
Delicious.
Now, this is going to be the hardest, most difficult thing you ever attempted in your entire life. But you know what? When it's over...
Get emotional.
When it's over... You guys are going to be champions.
Champions!
My God, you're going to be champions! All right, everybody up.
Come on.
Hands in.
Yeah.
Come on, everybody. Let's go out and kick some butt.
Here we go. On three. Let's have fun. One, two, three.
Let's have fun.
Let's have fun. What's that? I just made it up. Underground, give me a push-up. Come on. You guys with the Bears. I find you $10,000 apiece. This calls for some drastic measures. We're going to make some changes around here. Come on. Move it. Faster. Move it! Put the pressure on those legs!
Faster!
No candy! Your mother said you can't have any candy!
Give me back.
No candy!
Please, no! Please!
Hey! I got eyes in the back of my head! Come on, girls! You gotta move it! You gotta move it! A lot of weight! Come on!
on, move it, move it.
But coach, how is this going to help me with soccer?
It's not going to help you with soccer, but I'm going to get my trash taken out, okay? Come on, Beyonce, let's get that back end done.
Coach, shouldn't we be going to soccer practice?
I'm not going to soccer practice with a dirty car.
Here we go, gang.
Hey, let's go, Tigers. Come on.
Go get him.
Come on, kick butt out there. You're great.
Hey, Sam.
Yes? What is it, Dad?
How you doing?
Good.
Good.
Ow! What was that for? Jeez!
Did you just kick your son?
Yeah.
Stop him! Come on! Stop him! Stop him! Stop him! Are you following me?
No. That's a real goal. 10 more of those and we're in business.
Very funny. All right. You want to laugh? Fine. Play on.
Sorry about that.
Hey, how much do you think those things are?
I have no idea. They're just showing their appreciation.
Hey, forget the appreciation. I want to win a soccer game.
Okay.
Hey, can I have this?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right.
Good game, everyone. Great effort. We'll just reconvene at a later time. All right, everyone. If I could have your attention... I got a little something for the Tigers here to express my gratitude and, well, just a big thank you for all the hard work. So,
but what'd you bring, Phil?
Finches.
Fishes?
No. No, finches. Birds. I'm holding them. They're tiny birds. Yeah, so everyone, come up here and grab a finch. Come on. Come on, guys. You can watch them grow. Right in front of your very own eyes.
We have to keep them?
You get to keep them.
Why is this fun?
I want to welcome you all to tonight's Highland Heights Soccer Organization Parents Dinner. Every year we like to take a little time for the coaches to come up here to tell us a little about their team. How about I bring up someone who's new to coaching in this league, but is close to me. I love him like a son. Come on up, Phil. Come on, Philly. Come on. Good job. Good to see you.
Thanks, Dan. Thanks, Janice. Hello, I'm Phil Weston.
And you got balls.
He's got vitamins.
It's very funny, Dad. Hilarious. So when I took over for Coach Benson...
I hear he's a woman now.
Actually, truth be told, no one knows where he is right now. A lot of people are concerned. I don't know why that's funny. God, I'm going to be honest. I didn't plan on speaking tonight. I was actually hoping that my assistant coach would be here to kind of... Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce Mike Ditka. Mike Ditka, everyone.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks, everybody. It's great to be here and have a lot of fun tonight. Paul's got the Tigers on the move.
Right. You live long enough, you see everything. Iron Mike and Aluminum Phil coaching the Tigers.
I couldn't really hear you.
My Super Bowl ring was making too much noise.
Ooh. You see that? Right there, Dad.
Read and wait. Ditka is a great coach. We understand that. But he's a football coach.
Right.
And we are still losing, Phil. Okay, I understand your concern about our record, but with me, it's not about win-lose.
We are going to win one game eventually, right?
We've had a rocky start, but with a strong team effort, we will win some. I think. Remember, there's no I in team.
But there is an I in win.
There is an I
in win. Hey, wait. Parents.
Honey.
I didn't see you step up when the team was in need.
Okay?
Now, Phil is not the greatest coach in the world. I'll give you that, but at least he's trying.
I can defend myself.
You think he enjoys losing week after week in front of his own son?
You're making it worse. You're making it worse.
And what's your deal with the birds?
That was so weird.
I got my hands full with Hunter. I don't need a bird.
Okay, you know what? You got me, all right? The finches were a bad idea. And I wasn't going to say anything, but I think some of them have salmonella. A fair amount, in fact. I may have inadvertently poisoned your children.
You and I, we got something going. You know, maybe we should think about coaching Little League together.
You really think that,
yeah.
Huh?
Coach Ditka?
Yes.
Hi. Our son, Byung-san, he's very shy, and I was just wondering...
Sure. Yeah, I'd be glad to.
Thank you so much.
How do you spell that?
It's Byung-san. B-Y...
I think I got it.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Phil.
Yeah. They're great. Just wonderful couple.
Yeah.
Bing Bong?
Hey, Philly.
Yeah, Dad.
Hey, I've been meaning to talk to you about this Ditka thing. I don't like it one bit.
Yeah, well, he's right here.
I'm not blind. Are you trying to stick it to the old man? You go to my mortal enemy for help?
That's no way to talk about your neighbor, Dad.
Oh, yeah. He's right. I hated him from the first time I laid eyes on him. Maybe even before that, because I know you're the guy that wrote Ditka sucks on my driveway. What are you even doing here? You're just doing this to get under my skin. I'm glad you figured it out, and I'm getting under your skin. It's going to get a hell of a lot worse before it gets better.
In your dreams.
Ooh. Hey, why don't you take that pretty young wife of yours and go home?
What did you call her?
Hey, guys.
It's a compliment. I said she's lovely and she's young.
Please. She's the light of my life. You don't talk about her like that. I go home when I want,
yeah,
all right?
Mike Ditka. He's big.
Stay out of this. I'll tell you for the last time, Weston. Hit the road.
Hey, who's going to make
it? I'm going to make
it. I took a punch from Hall of Famer Mike Ditka, and I did not go down. Sure, I wobbled a bit, but I did not go down. That Ditka has fists like a small truck.
Come here.
Oh.
You need to relax.
Yeah. You should have seen the look on my dad's face. Priceless. Because that punch was meant for him. That's what makes me feel so good.
Okay, so can we please not talk about your dad or Ditka tonight, please? You just need to relax.
You're right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Just...
I went way over my head. And I got punched in the face and it hurt. I mean, come on, the kids need a real coach.
Phil, I love you.
What does that have to do with anything?
Okay, I quit. I give up. You go talk to Ditka.
What part? He scares me. Have you ever looked into his eyes? Or at his hair?
Well, he's been coaching for a long time. Share your feelings with him.
You want me to share my feelings of inadequacy with Mike Ditka?
What else can you do?
Okay, you're right. You're right, you're always right. I'm sorry. I'll go talk to him. Okay.
And Phil?
Yeah?
Try not to cry in front of him.
Hey, get a grip on yourself, okay? Man up.
I can't.
Well, you better, or else I'm getting out of here. Here, drink this coffee.
I don't like coffee. It's a vessel constrictor.
Hey, coffee is the number one drink in the world. Everybody drinks it. Even little kids in Mexico drink coffee.
Well, I'm not a little kid in Mexico, okay? In fact, I don't know who I am. I took a long, hard look at myself in the mirror. You know what I saw?
What?
Nothing! My dad, he's something. But I've never lived up to my dad's expectations. And to top it all up, I'm letting Sam down my own son.
Hey!
Ow!
Knock it off. I don't care about that.
Why is everyone slapping me lately?
Drink the coffee. It'll make you feel better.
I don't like...
Yeah. Uh-huh. Picks you up. It calms you down. It's the lifeblood that drives the dreams of champions. Now, you got to tell me the problem, but if you cry, I'm out of here.
I can't do it. I can't coach. I can't beat my old man.
You can beat your dad. He's just a man. This coaching business, Paul, is tough stuff.
Phil.
Whatever. It's tough stuff. And when you lose, it all comes down on you. But listen, when you put it all together and you win, it's the greatest feeling in the world. It's like winning the Super Bowl.
Really?
Yeah, really. Except you saddle me with a bunch of stiffs. Take me 3 years to get these guys shaped up.
I'm sorry.
But I got a good idea. Maybe we take a shortcut, stick it to your old man real good. But in order to do that, we got to get some fresh meat.
Okay. Keeping this up, you get nowhere than me.
Come on, my dear man. Maria, the prosciutto is almost 10 o'clock.
Humberto!
Hey, coach, don't you worry. I got you bratwurst all already.
Ah, beautiful.
Grazie. Ben, Jason, mangiamo questo salsiccia.
Are your nephews working today?
I see in the back.
Go back and take a look at these guys.
Maria. The guy.
Wow.
Well, they're terrific.
Pretty impressive, huh?
Yeah! Woo!
These kids are the right age, and they live in the district. Why not?
Vagiamo questi scedoli.
Excuse me, mister. Your two nephews.
Si?
Would they be interested in playing soccer?
Massimo and Giampiero?
Yeah.
No, they don't play soccer. They come here to apprentice me. Yeah. Oh. They have too much to learn. You know, English, me, it's too much.
So they don't play soccer at all?
Zio, ma che vogliono?
E giocare calcio.
Davvero? Ma no, facci giocare.
Don't do it like that to me, please.
Zio Umberto.
No, state zitto.
They play with American kids. They pick up English. A lot of famous athletes have learned English through sport. Sammy Sosa, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Leon Spinks, Elvis Costello, Bjorn Borg, Mark Spitz.
Let the kids have some fun.
Okay.
Great.
But remember, meat first, then soccer.
Yes!
I told you, every great thing in life starts with a bribe.
Tigers, huddle up.
Get in here, come on.
Get in here, guys.
Come on, everybody up.
I know we're on a five-game losing streak, but I've got good news. Alberto, I've got two new players joining the team. Guys, Giampiero and Massimo. Now, these boys are from Italy, okay? So they don't speak English that well. We're all going to help them learn. They're apprentice butchers.
Did the blacksmiths and the candlestick makers not make it?
Shut up. I come back to pick up 5 o'clock.
5, you got it, kid.
Buon divertimento,
eh? Prima la carne.
Prima la carne.
Prima what?
Meat first. First.
Ah, meat first. Yes, we love meat.
Ciao.
Fellas, put these on.
Yeah, try them on and take the field. Take the field.
Massimo!
Wow, crazy! Whoa!
Massimo!
Yes! Yes! Yes!
New game plan. Get the ball to the Italian.
C'è la luna, mezza mano, mamma mia, mia madre. Figli mia, tutta rara, mamma mia, pesaccio tu. Si genoni alla musicante, it va, it viene, sembra lo strumento, la mano. Si
Jimmy Gavin is here, who's tremendous, give me a. Oh, mama, zumba, zumba, baccala. Oh, mama, zumba, zumba, baccala. Oh, mama, zumba, zumba, baccala. Zumba, 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 baccala. Cella, zumba, messi, mama, mamma, mi, mamma, mamma, mamma mia, I've been touching you.
Broke the tiger curse.
Yes.
Jean-Pierre Massimo, who couldn't be here because...
Me comes first!
Right. Got you a gift. Soccer Dan, instructional DVD. We're going to keep learning as we go. This is where we're really going to hone our skills. This will take us to the next level. Study it. Watch it. I only watched it for 5 minutes. I already learned this. Just follow it up and over. You can learn things like this. And then maybe back over here.
What is going on in there?
Guys, I said no flamethrower in the house.
You did. You said it a lot.
Who did that?
He did.
He did!
What? Nuh-uh.
Kill
players speak any English?
Because they're Italian. Yeah. You didn't know English. That whole first year of your life, you had that made-up, like, goo-goo gaga baby language. It was really irritating.
Dad.
You learned. What's that haunting aroma?
I don't know.
Oh. Hello.
Hi there.
Hi. My name is Phil. This is my son, Sam, and I'm brand new to coffee, so I don't want too much.
Okay.
Can you take half of the regular version of the coffee and mix it with half of the decaffeinated version? Or is that just too weird a thing to ask for?
Half-calf?
Right, half-calf.
Half-calf? We're going to have a half-calf.
We're going to have half-calf.
Yay.
And half-calf.
That's me.
Ah! Mother of pearl!
And it's hot! Woo! That was hot.
Should have waited for the jacket.
Yeah. I know, I got too eager.
Another half cap.
Whoa! Ah. It's Saturday morning.
Okay, go.
Who's gonna play with me? Six in the morning, baby. I got a long, long day ahead of me.
Yeah!
Stop. Okay. Half and four. Yes.
Saturday morning.
Mamma mia. You are real tougher, you know?
Follow your emotion.
Well, how do you say spaghetti? Spaghetti?
Italian is easy.
Thank you. Hello.
Hello.
Where are you from?
Australia.
Oh, it's a lovely accent.
Thank you.
Oh, you still waiting for your coffee?
Yeah.
Well, make sure you get one of these sleeves. I burned myself last time.
Excellent tip.
Something you don't know at first.
Let's get it started. Would you look at those Italians go? Let's get it started. Oh God, I'm in bad shape for 11. Lose control, a body and soul. Okay, Bucky, it was like so awesome. You should have saw it. They just score and score and score and score and score and score and score. It was all too much. I had to take like an Advil and like I got like a headache almost. You should get some Italians on your team. It's like ba boom.
Boom! Are you guys
getting
any playing time?
No. Let's get it started. Let's get it started. Yeah. Let's get it
started. Let's get it started. Yeah. French roast. Right.
Guatemalan with a little Ethiopian.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh. That's not coffee.
That's my Russian vodka.
Jack, no, Jack. UV index is very high today.
I'm going to fill up again. Come on.
I know.
Come on.
Okay, go. Keep passing to the Italian.
I'll go change in my car.
Hurry up.
Yeah. Hey, Philly. Smells good.
Yeah. Sirloin burgers.
No, I mean the air.
What?
Smells fresh.
Yeah.
Beautiful day. Couldn't ask for a more beautiful day. Feeling fully alive. The Tigers have won 5 in a row.
The Italians and Ditka have won 5 in a
row. We're 500?
Yeah, we're 1,000.
Look, Dad, I got a feeling we're going to make it to the finals.
What? Going to go where?
Yeah.
You're serious?
Yeah, you bet I'm serious.
Like somebody needs to be taken down a couple of notches.
What is the law, Phil?
Stop it, Dad.
The law says you shall never beat the old man at anything.
Just serve.
Okay. Oh, foul, foul, foul. Come on.
You a little futzy?
All right.
Okay, here we go.
Ooh.
Sorry. Wait, Will Rancheros. You want to quit now?
No.
Maniac. Now I bear it. see you inside.
Okay.
You know, it's the best I've ever played against.
Yeah, it didn't grind the barbecue to a halt at all.
Ow.
You made an excellent impression on your son, by the way.
Hey, I almost had you.
What do you call it again when you almost win? Oh, yeah. Losing.
I tell you, Dad, Tigers are making it to the finals.
Ain't never gonna happen.
Oh, yeah?
Never.
You wanna make a bet?
Yeah. Fine. Okay. We bet. I beat you, and you sell that break-even snake oil stand of yours. And you're gonna come to work for me.
No, I'm not gonna work for you.
Huh? Whoa!
Okay, stop. Okay?
Yeah?
But if I win?
What?
I get the Pele ball.
Do what?
If I beat you in the finals, Pele ball. It's mine. I get it.
Here comes Pele!
I caught it. You get the next one.
If I beat you in the finals, I get the Pele ball.
For the day.
Forever.
No way, Jose. No, sir. No way. No. All right.
Yeah?
We got ourselves a bet. Hey?
All right.
Good.
Yes.
See you tomorrow.
Okay, good.
I think we're going to have to cut you off, sir.
Not a chance. Gotta go feed the meter. Line them up.
Wife told me about the bet you made with the old man.
Oh, yeah? What of it?
I think maybe you're getting ahead of yourself. We played the easy part of our schedule. We had to win 5 games in a row just to make the semifinals. Well, maybe you should...
Maybe you should worry more about the team and less about the schedule.
What?
Well, there's a lot of slothfulness going on out there.
Slothfulness?
Yeah. Let's go, Tigers. Bring it in. Bring it in, guys. Let's go. Grab some bench.
Look how much time it takes for them to come in.
Take a seat. Let's go. Okay, guys. As you come here early today, so we can talk about some sloppy play. It's come to my attention that lately I've noticed a general blatant disregard for our game plan. Ambrose.
Yeah?
Saw a bunch of nonsense out there. What was going through your head out there last week?
I was breaking my back for you, Coach, because of my love for the game.
Liar! Jack.
What?
Who are you supposed to pass the ball to?
It's Alex.
Right. Alex, when?
When I come in contact with the ball.
The instant you come in contact with the ball. That's our strategy. It's one of the many plays we've worked out.
It's the only play we've worked out.
How many sarcastic pills did you take this morning?
Coach, I'm just...
Well, Coach, you're just trying to...
You gotta lighten up.
He started. You seem to remember a certain little boy who was very sad when he lost. And that same little boy was very happy when he won. I'm doing this for you, okay? So we can have fun. Right? Fun. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, you're late. Wait, where have you been?
There's a problem.
Wait, where's Giampiero Massimo? We're supposed to pick them up. Wait, what's going on? Dove sono mi italiani? Where are my friends?
I can't afford to lose this one, Umberto.
Meet is now. Me and the boy will work all day to get this order done. It's a big, big order.
No. Believe me, I know. Meat comes first. Sure. I've only heard it about 1,000 times from you.
I can't talk to you. Here, you take this.
Really get sick and tired of the meat comes first. I'm sorry.
Quiet, please! Shut up! I'm on the phone. You're not the only one in the park.
You know, at a certain point, these kids, they just want to play soccer. They don't care about the meat.
Do I have to say that? Because that's going to cause some kind of dramatic situation here.
What are you saying, Hat?
What? Hello? Alberto! Alberto!
All right, guys! We got 25 minutes and a lot of pizza cut! Let's get to it! We made it. Sorry we're late. Hey, Stu.
Hey, listen, one of my guys didn't bring his socks, so we forfeit.
You hear that, vultures? We forfeit! Let's go! Come on, run! Hurry, run, quickly! Run, run to the car! Run! Don't look back! Run!
We won!
We won! We won. Yeah!
2, 4, 6, 8! Hey, who do we appreciate? Vultures! Vultures! Yeah!
Phil, it's freezing out here.
It's not Phil, it's Coach Weston. And it's not freezing out here.
Then why'd you build a fire?
Because fire is the stuff of warriors. And that's what we are, right? Warriors? The Hopi Indians called fire Ulekla Kala Horneteta.
Coach, what are we doing out here anyway?
We're bonding. We're becoming a team. Surviving the elements here in the backyard.
Coach, did you order the pizzas yet?
In due time, Connor. In due time. However, I want all of you to know, if the pizzas don't arrive, I've already made the decision that we will eat Byung-sung. All right, we're not going to eat him. But he does look delicious, you have to admit, right? If we had to eat someone?
Dad, you're getting a little creepy.
I know. Let's all bay at the moon.
What?
You know, howl like a wolf. Oh! Oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh! Shut up out there!
You shut up in there! Come on, everyone. Bay at the moon. Oh!
Oh, that Irish cream sounds good, huh? What's that?
It's cream and it's Irish.
Hurry up and order!
Excuse me. Thank you.
How about a smoothie? What's in that?
Smoothie's a juice drink. We want coffee.
Buddy, relax.
No, you relax. I'm a regular here. This line needs to move.
I beg your pardon. Do you have scones?
All non-fat, double latte.
Sir, you're at the back of the line.
I recognize that.
Cut it out or you're out of here.
You can't kick me out.
You know what? You're really invading my ear space.
Look, I'm a frequent coffee drinker. I'm part of the club. I have a card. Do you have a card? Do you have a card?
No, I don't have
Does anyone here have a card?
We don't have frequent drinker cards. It's a video club card.
Ah! Zip it there, Sporty Spice.
Are we doing this?
Oh.
Is this happening now?
Yep.
Sir,
let's do it.
You're hurting me! You're hurting me! What is wrong with you, Derek? I thought we were friends!
My name is Andy!
Your name is Liar, because you're telling lies! You know what the odds are? I will never come back here again! There's a good chance of that!
That's a chance we'll have to take!
Okay! I'll tell you what a Tigers, bring it in. Let's go. Let's go, guys. All right, Tigers. Let's get ready to play, huh? I don't want to see any laziness there, okay? We win this, we're in the finals. We get a big lead, we got to pummel these guys. We got to pummel them at all costs. Dominate and hammer them. I want you to play dirty if you have to, but don't get caught. Young son, stay low, okay? That's easy for you. Just chop block him in the back of the knee. That'll work well. Ambrose, you're big. Don't be afraid to throw the elbow. If you break someone's collarbone, that's a good thing. That's what the medic's for. Otherwise, he's just sitting around. All right? You hear me?
Hey, Phil. I don't think that's a very good attitude. You can't talk about hurting other players.
You don't think? You don't think? I don't think you should be butting in when I'm talking to my team. You're my assistant, okay? You're supposed to back me up and go get me juice boxes when I tell you. Now go get me a juice box.
You know who you're talking to.
I'm talking to the juice box guy.
You're crazy.
I'm not crazy. I'm just thirsty.
Well, now you go to hell.
No, you go to hell. While you're there, why don't you grab me a juice box?
I'm no juice box boy, I'll tell you that.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. You're like your old man.
I'm not like my old man.
If it weren't for these kids, I would whip your butt.
I can take a punch.
I'm out of here. Bye-bye. I'll see you, Mr. Big Time Coach. Bye-bye.
I'm not like my old man. I'm a kind and gentle, compassionate human being with a heart as big as a lion. We'll see you later, Juice Box. Everyone wave goodbye to Juice Box. Literally wave. Do it. Here's two. Everyone wave. Okay. Guys, I only want winners out on the field. Who's a winner? I said, who's a winner? Everyone's hand should be up.
I am.
Okay, everyone bring it in. Who are we?
Tigers.
What?
Tigers.
All right, let's break someone's clavicle on three. One, two, three. Break someone's clavicle. Hit the field. Let's go.
That's a trick, you know that?
Move it, move it. Huh? Pick up that piece of trash, Tom. Tuck in your shirt. What are you doing? Have a sense of pride, huh? In fact, why don't you take a lap? Go run a lap. I'm timing you. Pick it up. Here we go! Bellissimo! Not now, Sam.
Can you put me in?
Later. Later. Go grab some bitch. Come on, come on! There we go, Jean Piero. Look good.
Think you can mark him?
Yeah, I can take him.
JJ, Zach, everybody see what we got to do with these guys? Four on one, three on another, right? We really have to smother them.
Play it up, play it up. Play it up. Back and forth. Victory! We're in the finals! We're in the finals! All right!
Loser! 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 You loser! Loser!
please! Pass them around! Pass them around!
What would happen to your dad?
I don't know. But I'll tell you one thing. I'm never drinking coffee as long as I live.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow. What a day.
What is with the coffee?
Every home in Europe has its own coffee press. In fact, every room.
You know what, Phil? You gotta stop. You've gone overboard.
What are you talking about?
You called a group of 10-year-olds losers.
I did not.
You screamed it through a cone. Everyone heard you.
Well, what do you want me to call them? Winners? Because that would make me a liar. Okay? And at least give me that. I am not a liar.
You just lied just a second ago about the cone thing.
Okay, you got me on that one. That's one lie, though. We're in the finals. Am I the only one who cares about that? Where's Sam?
Well, Sam's up in his room. Very upset. Very depressed.
Depressed? We won!
You didn't play him, Phil. I warned you about this. It's become all about you and Buck.
That's patently untrue. As far as Sam not playing the game, that's his fault.
What?
He needs to speak up, okay? I can't worry about every player.
I can't talk to you about this. No, not anymore. I don't even know who you are. You're not human, that's for sure. You're like some kind of animal.
An animal?
Yes, like a wild animal.
Where are you going?
I'm going.
Coffee will make you feel better.
Barbara, you there? Pick up, it's me. Game's about to start. Where's Sammy? I thought you guys were going to meet me here. Hello, hello. You know what, I got to run.
Hey, who catches you these days? What, you some kind of clown outfit?
No. Tiger outfit.
Good, good.
Some of the cool stuff I can do.
And you think this suit's going to help you?
We'll see. Might be a good luck charm.
Okay, good luck, son. You're going to need it.
Bring it in. Let's go. Huddle it up. Come on.
Coach, where's Sam? Because I don't see him anymore.
He'll be here. Don't worry about him. Okay. Guys, listen up. Now, I don't think it needs to be said more than once how important today's game is, huh? This is what we've worked all year for.
Why are you whispering?
For a dramatic effect.
Who are those guys over there, huh?
Tiger.
They look like pussy cats to me. What do you say?
Yeah.
Afraid of them?
No!
Okay. You step on this field, this is all about you. I mean, I'm not going to be the one staying up late at night, you know, punching a hole through the window, or crying myself to sleep, or wetting my bed. Okay? That's not going to be me. Because I'm fine. I got my vitamin store to go back to. I'm going to be just great. I'm going to be great.
I hear you say that we can do this.
We can do this!
Again.
We can do this!
One more time.
We can do this!
You either win, go on to greatness, or you lose, and probably face a series of cataclysmic events for the rest of your lives. Bring it in, guys. Bring it in. Tigers on three. Whisper. One, two, three.
One, two, three, play it!
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the HHSO Championship Game. I'll be giving you a play-by-play, blow-by-blow of what promises to be the game of the year.
Five Tigers versus the Gladiators.
Gladiators with the ball, immediately stolen by Massimo.
Deeper, push deep.
He kicks it high. It's a perfect pass. Oh!
Are you ready for this?
Gladiators with some good ball movement. Shot! It's off the mark!
Give it up, Dad! It's a long game, Sonny!
Hey, grab the pebble from my hand, Grasshopper!
What? Hey, if it isn't Fartface Jones. What's up, Barty Pants? Bring it on! You can have the first punch right here.
I could eat a box of cookies for dinner if I want to. What, can you do that? No, because you're a fart-faced kid.
Oh, God!
Mom, no!
Help! Help!
Logan! It's like a jackal from hell!
Italians with the ball, and they pass it off to Little Beyond Son.
Pass it off! Pass it! No!
Oh, he kicks, stolen away, and kicked way downfield. Gladiator's moving the ball.
I had the shot.
You thought? How many times do I have to say this? You can take as many shots as you want during practice, but never, ever in a game, especially not the championship game.
You cannot.
No. Go ahead.
Ease up on him.
You ease up on that corduroy jacket of yours.
Gladiators move the ball. Number 14 goes down.
Come on.
Hey.
Good call, Rip! That's a bad call!
Coach is here now!
That's a bad call.
Hey,
you know it.
Hey,
that's a bad call.
Hey!
I'm warning you.
Let me ask you a question. How much you pay him? Make those calls.
You are one wisecrack away from being thrown out of this game.
I don't want to get thrown out. Can I just be enthusiastic about the game?
You can be enthusiastic.
That's all I want to
do. At a respectable level.
I just want to have fun.
Go to your places.
Keep your
comments to yourself.
Wow. What was that all about?
Here's all I heard. The ref said, and my dad said, and the ref said, any more questions? Hit the road. Move it.
Massimo with the ball, trying to pass it off to his brother.
Come on!
But Buck Weston has figured out his Tiger offense.
Get back on defense! What did I just say?
Bucky with another overshot. Goal!
Yes!
Gladiators take the lead.
Is anyone listening?
The Italians have effectively been shut down.
That's a half.
Honey, where have you been?
I called you twice.
Why isn't Sam in his uniform?
So it took me all morning to convince him to come, and the only reason he is here is to support his team.
He doesn't want to play for me?
He would love to play for you, Phil, but you've turned him into a bench warmer. Sound familiar?
Look, I just wanted to get to the championship game.
Well, you're here, Phil.
Crying is frustration.
Don't worry, we'll be all right. We'll be all right. If you play the second half the way you play the first half, I'm going to trade the whole team to the Tigers.
I can win now. I have fresh legs.
Philly, I can't. It's a championship game, all right? Don't bother me, okay?
And I play the week before either.
I promise you, I'll play you next season, okay? You want to be Gladiators?
Yeah.
Let's say we are Gladiators.
Say
it again!
We are
okay,
go out in the second half.
You're doing okay? I know this is tough.
Hey, guys. Sam, you think I could talk to you?
I guess.
Honey, do you mind? So I just was thinking, grown-ups are always telling kids how they mess up, right? But the truth is, sometimes grown-ups screw up, but we don't have anyone to tell us when we do it. I screwed up, Sam.
You think?
I just got caught up in everything. I really lost my way. I mean, I apologize. I just want to ask you if you can find it in your heart to forgive me and you give me a second chance, I'd like to make it up to you.
Okay.
You accept my apology, then?
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy. All right. You're starting the second half.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not worried about losing the game?
No, I'm worried about losing you.
I brought your uniform just in case.
So go suit up. Okay?
Good job.
Thanks.
Now give me that jacket.
Oh. It's bad.
Horrible.
Hey, guys. Everyone, take a seat if you would. I have something important I'd like to tell you. Just want you guys to know that I know that I blew it. I completely blew it. And we should have just been having fun all along, and honestly, I don't know what happened. And I owe all of you an apology. I'm very, 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 very sorry. With a capital S and a capital R-E. You know what I mean. You guys are great kids. You're unique with your own strengths and talents, and I should have been promoting that. And instead, I wasn't, because I'm a lousy coach and I didn't teach you anything.
That's not true, Dad.
What?
He tried to kill me. He taught us exactly how not to play soccer.
Actually, Sam's right. That's exactly what I did. We just need to take the field, and you guys just do exactly the opposite of everything I've taught you. Does that make sense? What have I told you to do?
Always play the Italian.
Okay, there you go. Giampiero, Massimo, we'll get some fresh legs in there, give you guys a rest.
Rest?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, grazie. Thanks.
What else have I taught you?
Break people's clavicles. Chop hop.
Tattoos are cool.
Don't remember that one.
Coffee is the lifeblood that fuels the dreams of champions.
Right. Hold on. All right. What else?
The most important thing is winning.
No. The most important thing is having fun and trying your best. All right? So let's get out there and do everything the opposite of what I've taught you. Sound like a plan? Bring it in. Here we go. What are we going to do?
Go take the field!
Take the field. There you go, guys. Have fun!
Down by one, the Tigers have both Italians sitting on the bench. Odd move by Coach Bill Weston.
Stop it, guys!
Goal! And the Tiger goalie goes down hard.
That's it. That's the intensity I've been looking for. That's it.
The Tiger goalie looks
hey, ref,
okay.
Injury? Time out.
Coach Weston out. Is taking no chances.
With glasses? Can I borrow your glasses? You mind? You look like you need those.
You all right?
Yeah, Brian.
Just want to do a little vision test here, all right?
Is that better or worse?
Worse.
Better or worse?
Worse.
Better or worse?
Better.
Okay, put those on. Let's go, guys.
All right.
Come on. It's okay.
Play resumes. Gladiators still dominating the field. Wow! An amazing save by the Tiger goalie. Tigers with the ball. Mark Avery kicks the ball up, catches it on the back of his neck. The rest of the Tigers are forming some kind of wedge.
Mike, do win the ball back! Knock those clowns down!
Mark Avery leads the league in least amount of time played.
Hey, keeper!
Ambrose, what a powerhouse kick!
the game. Let's go, guys. Stay focused.
Every time you say something back to me, it makes me love you more.
I can't believe this.
Come on, Daddy.
Hunter is tearing down the field. And he kicks the ball to Jack. Jack takes the ball into the corner. Whoa, it's a little bit high. Wait a second, what's going on? It's like they're forming some sort of mega person. A header by Byung Sung from Ambrose and shoulder for a goal.
Way to go, Big Bomb.
Illegal, Rick.
Great hustle. Jump in, hustle. You're back in.
Okay. But remember, share the ball.
Okay.
Team. Right, team.
Okay.
Yeah, good.
Okay, guys.
The Italians are back in. The Massimo steals the ball. Less than a minute left to play. The Gladiators are completely out of sync here. And the ball goes to Ambrose. Who fakes?
Watch it, it's a trap! Stay with the Italians!
We're gonna have to get past old Uncle Bucky for this one. Here's something your dad never taught you.
Appreciate that.
And I'm serious. I don't give compliments lightly. This is from the heart. I'm not blowing smoke in my butt.
I think you mean smoke up
no,
my
no,
butt.
Dude, just take the compliment, all right?
You got it.
Okay.
I'll see you later.
Smoke a barbecue.
Okay.
Good job.
Sorry, Grandpa.
Are you kidding me? Anyone's going to beat me. I'm glad it was you. Great goal, Samson.
So you're not mad?
The only thing that makes me mad is that I let you get away from the Gladiators, okay? Never be mad. Never.
Burgers look good, right?
That was dead. This one needs to be turned, okay?
It's good to meet
you, Lur. Hey, Ditka, knock it off, would you? Would you knock it off?
Yeah, relax.
Here, I have it.
Yeah, it's on.
Hey, Buck.
Yeah.
Remember when we beat you in the championship?
Yeah. Remember when I shoved that kid in the pool?
Whoa! Whoa! Oh, man, Buck, you got me good, Buck.
Yeah. How do you want your hamburger?
Well done. Thanks, Buck.
Okay. Got it.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah?
Hey. I don't know if you heard, we won the championship.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah. Look, I just want to say I'm sorry for the way I acted and...
Hey, let me tell you something. You are a raving maniac.
Yes, I was. I was a maniac.
Yeah, but I see you changed your ways. And man, down the stretch, you did one great job of coaching those kids.
Thank you. It means a lot. So can I count on you for next year?
No.
Okay. But you and I, we're good?
We're good. How about you and your old man?
Better, yeah.
Listen, I mean no disrespect to you and your family, But my job in life is to make your dad's life a living hell.
Hey, do what you gotta do.
I gotta do it.
I'm about to make good on that Pele bet. You wanna come over and watch?
Yeah, I'd love to, but I gotta get all these leaves over in that yard before nightfall.
Right.
We had a bet you won fair and square. Good job.
Thank you.
You know, I don't say this enough, but you really stepped up. I'm proud of you, son.
I appreciate that. The real Pele ball.
Yep.
I'm actually touching it.
Take good care of it. That means an awful lot to me.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Here. You keep it.
No. You won fair and square. It's yours now. You beat me, Philly.
Well, the Tigers beat you. I mean, I had a good time kicking your butt, I'm not going to lie, but it's not about winning. I thought it was. It's not. About you and me. You know, the ball is just a metaphor about the distance between us.
It's a soccer ball.
No, Dad. It's not about the ball. It was never about the ball. I don't want the ball.
Then what do you want?
And now, an important message from the King.
Hi, I'm Buck Weston, King of Sporting Goods. And to make my stores the best they can be, I've teamed up with my son.
Hello, I'm Phil Weston, and I'm the Prince of Vitamins.
Now you can get all your health supplement needs at Buck and Phil's Sports Kingdom.
At prices so low, it'll blow your top.
Don't worry, kind sir, we've got something for that too. See?
I do see, Prince Phil.
Now in 5 convenient locations.
I'm Buck Weston.
I'm Phil Weston.
And we've got balls.
And vitamins.
But mainly balls.
And vitamins!
These guys couldn't win a Saturday Bowl, let alone a Super Bowl.
Mike, I smell smoke.
Nobody's smoking. Besides, I'm the king in this house. I can do what I want.
Gotcha!
Okay, honey.
Try to see things my way. So I have to keep on talking till I can go on. While you see it your way, on the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out. We can work it out. And what you're saying, you can get it wrong and still think that it's all right. Think of what I'm saying. We can work it out and get it straight or say goodnight. We can work it out. We can work it out. Work it out with me, baby. Work it out with me, baby.